Hello and welcome to a special Radio Academy podcast bringing you radio wisdom from the speakers of our Radio Academy Foot in the Door event from Glasgow. I'm Sean Thorne, and on this pod we're going to be hearing from Five Lives' Gordon Smart, podcaster Shannon Singh, George and Cassie from the Clyde One Breakfast Show, content director for Bauer Scotland Victoria Easton Riley, sports reporter Gully Singh and presenter Katie Johnson, all of whom are in conversation with Capital Scotland's Robin Richford and, as heard on Radio Essex and BBC Radio 1, Connor Knight. I think it's safe to say we've pretty much got the entire industry covered with these conversations, and that's what makes Foot in the Door an excellent event. No matter where you are in your career or what your focus in the audio industry is, there's value there for everyone. You can come along, meet new industry contacts in a really positive and supportive environment. Plus, Glasgow is a lovely old place as well, by the way. Would definitely recommend a visit. Architecture's beautiful, people are super friendly, and you can get a lovely drop of tenants for a very reasonable price. What is not to love? The chats on the pod this week are a taster of some of the value you can get from any of the variety of sessions that take place at our Radio Academy Foot in the Door event. And we got loads of them, so let's dive into our first one. Connor Knight chats to the host of Five Lives' late night show. This is Gordon Smart.
I've got a question for you straight off. We look for inspiration with anything, don't we, that we're trying to do in life. What would be your first thing that you think is a sort of go-to thing to look at when it comes to inspiration when you're trying to break into radio, anything at all when it comes to audio?
I think knowing the job that you would really, really want to do more than anything, setting your sights on it and then working out how you can put all the different points in place to get there. You know, who can you meet? What can you do? What experience can you get? What can you do in your own time that will build you up for that job? How do you build the experience necessary to be brilliant at it or better than the person that's doing it right now? And then be really single-minded about working your backside off and getting there.
So you've also arrived just before the networking side of the day. I obviously can see that it's something that you think is really, really key. That's why you're here, and that's why you're here to do the networking. How important has that played a role in your career? Right at the very beginning, that word, networking, how important is it?
It's absolutely massive. I think it's more important than any qualification you can have. Your ability to connect with people, talk to them, impress them, leaving a lasting memory on them, all of that stuff is worth its weight in gold. And I can't emphasise enough how important it is to make sure that you speak to the right people without hassling them, but being there as a supportive, helpful, I don't know, a creative, inspirational, innovative young person. That's definitely the way to get the doors opening.
And do you find as well that throughout the career that you've had, it doesn't matter whether you're right at the beginning or where you are right now, which is further down the line, it's still super key networking. I definitely found that even really early on, it's just as important, even, you know, 6 years in for myself. It matters just the same.
Yeah, it never stops, right? Somebody once said to me, the phone doesn't ring for such and such a superstar talent. They have to go out and hustle. So regardless of your position in that so-called hierarchy of wherever you are in your career, you have to keep pushing it. You have to keep meeting people, because at some stage, the young folk you're talking to will be your boss. And I include you in that. You know, there's a state I'll probably be asking you for a gig at some point.
If you did ask me for a gig, you'd be absolutely fine, by the way. Yeah, yeah, you're a top lad. I'll put you on, no problem.
Just make that very clear, that's on the record, right?
And also as well, just the fun side of networking, because it's a big word and I think we get overwhelmed by it. You can do it wherever and however. Go for a beer, go down the pub. Most people are up for just having a load of fun. We're all normal, you know, that's kind of the key that I was told really early on, it helped.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're all normal, right? But the game's changed massively, right? I think the new generation, there's a lot less of the bad behaviour that I was certainly involved in the 90s when I was trying to make my way, and that was based in the pub. You know, my first day in newspapers, I was taken to the pub. You know, I got my job in the pub. I got my first chance because of a conversation in the pub. All of those things happen, but the game is changing, right? And the other thing I've realised is I think I could have been probably 25 or 30% better at what I do if I had stayed out of the pub and looked after myself a bit more.
So there's a really key thing to take here from Gordon. When you're invited to the pub, go to the pub.
Yeah, just go to the pub, right? You don't have to drink yourself into oblivion, right? Just go and be sociable and get involved in the conversation.
Absolutely. Go to the pub, network. Gordon, thank you so much.
Thank you so much again to Gordon, who, again, touching upon something that I mentioned earlier about the value in the networking opportunities at the Foot in the Door event. So we're going to move on to our next guests now. Next up, we're chatting to George and Cassie from the Clyde One Breakfast Show.
It's Connor. Welcome along to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm joined by George and Cassie from Clyde One Breakfast. George, hello.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Cassie, hello.
Hello.
How are we doing today, George? All okay?
Very tired. We've been up since like 4:45 in the morning. We've just done a big bit with you guys at the Radio Academy, and now I'm going back to my bed to sleep. But yeah, it's been good. It's been good fun.
Cassie, tired too?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a match of Lattes, so I'm feeling a wee bit game now. I'm like, what do I do next? I don't know whether to go out and have a swally or... I don't know.
You're getting on it. We're going to the bar next door. Student bar.
Okay, well, maybe we can get through the tiredness to quickly get a couple of tips from you. So, obviously, we had a really nice talk all about radio from you guys earlier on. But I just want to really cut through on that and just get a tip from each of you for anybody that is looking to get into radio at any level. So we're talking either producer, presenter, behind the scenes. I know that you talk a lot about being yourself, but any like key things they can be doing actually themselves work-wise to try and get their sort of stuff seen and heard?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get on the radio right away, so you've got to get a bit of experience. I worked behind the scenes in the production office for about 2 years before I was on the air. Cassie was on the street team. She went out and did... like live stuff on the show, like little inserts from school buses and what have you in the breakfast show and things like that. So my tip would be just to go out and get some sort of experience and then just learn your trade and build it up from there.
And Cassie, what about yourself?
Well, we live in a fast-moving world of social media, as I said during the chat, and I feel like there's a lot of things you could be doing to complement if you do want to get into radio, if you want to be a presenter. So whether that be podcasts, TikToks, YouTube, things just to kind of get that confidence to be able to sort of perform and be in front of a camera or a microphone.
Yeah, so what you're trying to get at here is whatever you're doing sort of in your day-to-day lives to try and get to the career you want to get to, show it to the world a little bit. Try and get it out there the best way you can, whether it be going in, knocking on the door, making some cups of tea for people, or putting it out on social media. Just get it seen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our show's all about real life. It's like basically us talking about rubbish that have happened to us in our lives and putting a kind of funny spin on it all. And you just got to go and experience it all and then get it out there.
Thank you to George and Cassie. I feel like it's important to flag up that these interviews are all taking place in the Glasgow Union Karaoke Bar, by the way, just to set that scene for you. Next up, Connor had a chat with Shannon Singh. Shannon was on my panel. We did the podcasting panel, and Shannon was just madly impressive with her advice, her ambition when it comes to building your own multi-platform personal brand. She's a content creator. She's hosted and curated her podcast Hush, and she's also a streamer as well. And one of the main points she made in her talk was about the importance of networking. And here's her chat with Connor.
Hey, Shannon.
Hello.
Oh, that was a nice hello. I imagine you're having a wonderful day.
I am. How are you?
Yeah, I'm having a good day, a really good day. I'm very happy that you're here because I wanted to talk to you about networking. I think it's something that sometimes we forget about. Because we're focusing so much on maybe product or so much on what it is that we're making, trying to get it out there. How important do you think networking is to actually succeed in the areas that you want to, you know, try and be in, really?
Do you know what? It's funny. I feel like it's something that a lot of people skip on. I would say that networking is probably one of the most important things depending on where you want to go and what industry. If you're in the creative industry, as we all are, I would probably say that networking is probably up there with one of the most important things. Don't get me wrong, putting out content, doing all of that is just as important, but get out, meeting people, you know, meeting casting directors, meeting producers, meeting people that are casting agents, talent managers, like all of this is such an important thing. And a lot of them love a party and a lot of them are very social people. So, you know, if you can go out and do that, I would say that's probably one of the most important things to do because that's what I've done.
Yeah, and do you know what it is as well? I think that we look at it and it feels so overwhelming, doesn't it? You look and you're like, God, this is so overwhelming, when actually it's completely normal. Everybody's human. So with the networking side of things, obviously for you, you have your podcast, you've got so much going on online. Have you seen the reward through networking? I'd like to hear an example of when you've networked.
You're going to love this. So you'll love this one. So we all know the Love Island days.
Was you on Love Island?
No.
I never knew.
You liar. So when we cut the filming in the villa, I already knew Laura. So she was like, hi. Because one of my really good friends that I met when I was around 20, he's huge in the scene. He does all the stuff for BAFTAs, MTV, all of that. His best mate is Laura. So I already had that foundation. I already had that network, and I ran away to London. I love mom and dad, but I went to London when I was 19, like threw myself at the deep end, got my own flat, went out, and I know it sounds stupid, but a lot of it was partying, just meeting people, and it's the benefits of reaped now. I've got a great circle of friends, I've got a great connection circle, you know, if I need any help with anything, it's literally available at my doorstep, and that's just from making friends and networking.
Yeah, I think that is ultimately the biggest thing to take away from all of it. We just done a really, really good talk where that was really the key of all of it, where when you're thinking about your brand and you're thinking about what it is you're doing, sometimes just being normal, just being a normal human, having a chat with good people, going out and socialising can actually be the start of what could be the future, the future of your career.
You could bump in if you've got a podcast that you're starting to think in, you could be out and you could bump into anyone. You could bump into editors. I know it sounds so like cliche and like stupid to say, but if you have the opportunity to go to brand specific parties, events, anything like that, then take it. Even if you go and it's rubbish, the amount of PR events that I've been to that are absolutely awful, and I wouldn't want to waste my time going again because they were terrible, but the people that I met were great.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest things. So yeah, I mean, it was like my podcast. I went on a lot of podcasts before I started my own one.
Yeah.
So I got that experience of being a guest. And then once I had done the podcast, I could then ask the host of the podcast that I'd been on for advice and good editors and all of that. So it all falls into place and it all builds what you're looking to do, basically.
Absolutely. And coming along today as well to Radio Academy, Foot in the Door is an example of that. Shannon, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Just quickly to finish, didn't fancy Love Island All-Stars, no? Not for you?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, great.
Thank you to Shannon. The karaoke room party really starts to boot off now because there's loads of us in this next chat. We've got sports reporter Gully Singh and content director for Bauer Scotland, Victoria Easton Riley, who join Robin and Connor in the Glasgow Union Karaoke Bar.
It's the Radio Academy podcast. I'm Connor. I'm also joined with Robin.
Hello.
We've got two really, really fun people with us that we want to just dive into your brain and get some stuff to help us. I'm here with Gully from BBC Scotland. Hey.
What's happening? Good afternoon.
So we've spoke so much today about loads and loads of different areas of getting your foot in the door, working at different things to try and get some work and get it going. For you, you had a big transition within your career, didn't you? And I think we'd like to hear about that and how, if you do have a transition in your life and your career, how it can, you know, be a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, so I went from working in music audio as a producer, and then recently I've switched into sport to being a sports reporter, which I always wanted to do at some point. I think for myself, it was sort of accepting that everything happens in its own time. I think there was a period where I was maybe doing production and I sort of lost my enthusiasm for it, and I knew I still wanted to work in radio. When I moved back to Glasgow after London, then I thought to myself, how can I go about getting sports experience? I don't have any experience myself. Like, I had no journalism background actually as well. So picked up the camera, picked up a tripod and just started basically filming outside football grounds, getting a bit of reporter experience, speaking to fans, building up my content. And I really think just actually going out and doing things by yourself and not thinking that it's not impossible to make a transition whenever you want to do, I think you can just take very simple steps. And I think that's
so just on that, so you had a career in music and then you went sort of back to the root level of trying to get into the sport, but you was just doing it outside stadiums, which you feel like you do really early on in your career, but you actually done it in a transitional period in your career.
Yeah, I think as well, just because TikTok was popping off at the right time as well, and it just allows anyone, you don't have to have a serious amount of followers to begin with. So I thought, why not just actually try and do some match report, speak to fans, and just give myself a sense of what it would be like, sort of almost like preempting what it'd be like to work for like a company like BBC Scotland. It was almost like you had to take two steps back to take one step forward.
I think the thing to take from that as well, because with all conversations I've had today, I'm trying to think, what's the key bit? It's the bit where you're going outside the football grounds. Even at a point where you was further along in your career, you actually went back, as I said, to that root level. You're on TikTok, you're filming stuff outside of sports, you're showing that you're actually capable of doing the job.
Yeah, and also actually it was someone actually from BBC Scotland that had messaged me on LinkedIn before COVID hit, and she was asking, if you know anyone from a diverse background that wants to come to this diversity event at BBC Scotland, let me know. I was living in London at the time, but when I moved back to Glasgow, I was like, I don't know anyone who works up here. I was like completely alien again, so I started with her. And Sandeep, that's her name, and she basically was my gateway to getting meetings in as well. So I think there's always a bit of a lesson learned. Like sometimes you have contacts in your book, you just may have forgotten them, so don't sort of be afraid to go back and think, you know, could I actually message that person again?
Great, there we go. Gully, thank you so much for that. Robin, who have you got?
I have the one and only Victoria Easton Riley, who heads up Bauer in Scotland.
You're very much a powerhouse up here, Victoria, and obviously you have had years and years of experience in the radio world. How important is it for you to kind of be here today and see those that are coming through and the new ones to the industry?
Well, thank you for that introduction, first of all. Yeah, for me, this is so important. And I think to see the amount of people who've come out today and people who want to work in the Scottish radio industry is just absolutely phenomenal. You know, these sort of things didn't exist when I was trying to get in, and just seeing everybody who's there. And the one thing that's really interesting when you speak to anybody in this room is everyone's like, I want this so badly.
Yeah.
Like, we've all got that and we've all had that. And that's just really nice to see a whole room of faces that you don't know who think the same and feel the same way that I always have.
Yeah, and absolutely. It's kind of taking that passion, isn't it? And then trying to figure out what are the logical steps that I can take whilst keeping that fire, you know, in my tummy. What would you say is that first step if you are advising anyone to kind of come into the industry, whether it's in production or presenting? What do you think is the first thing they have to do?
I think you need to know what you want to do, right? So I think one mistake that a lot of people make is they feel that having this attitude of, hey, I'm here to do anything, is the way to get forward. And of course it is, right? You want somebody in my position, wants someone to come in and say, I'm willing to do anything. But it's really hard to sort of coach someone or guide them in a direction when they don't seem to know what they want either. So I spoke in the panel today about how growing up for me through high school, all I wanted to do was produce the Radio 1 breakfast show. So I knew that was my ultimate goal. And I really wanted to do other things. So I've worked in sport and speech, and I've worked in commercial, and I've worked in BBC, and I've worked in One Extra, and I worked in Radio 1 and Absolute. And I sort of got experience everywhere, but I knew what the goal was. And I knew even by the time I got to the BBC, I could say it was Radio 1 I wanted. And when I got to Radio 1, I could say it was daytime and it was breakfast specifically I wanted. So it was really good to get advice that mattered for that exact direction. So know what you want, know exactly what industry you want to work in, know if it's the BBC or if it's commercial, know if it's music, even if it is a music station, is it specialists, is it daytime, is it a real sort of content heavy show that you want to work on? And then once you've got that, you can build your own path and your own gateway, and you can speak to the right people to get you there. So know what you want to do, and make sure you speak to the people who can help you in that exact direction.
Yeah, and it's such a good point, isn't it? Because you can kind of go, I just want to be a radio presenter, but what kind of radio do you listen to? What kind of radio do you enjoy? And that's usually a good place to start. I imagine you've heard many demos over the years, and demos is always the question that everyone asks. What do you think you notice on a brilliant demo, and what's something that people should really try and avoid if they can?
So for me, you know, it's a big team that I look after, and, you know, there's obviously it's a really high power job and there's a lot to do every day. So when a demo lands in my inbox, the first thing I notice is the duration of it, right? So if I click it open and it's 20 minutes, 25 minutes, I end up flagging it as I'll come back to this. If I open it and it's 3 minutes long, 4 minutes, 5 minutes long, I think I can squeeze that in just now while I'm quickly checking something. So I'd keep the duration to something that's really easy to digest and really easy to listen to when you're able, you know, just before you go off and do something else. So keep it short. Make sure those first links that you put in there are your best. Your first and your second need to be the absolute best. Don't worry so much about the sort of the crux of things. Like, you know, don't worry about teasing or time checks or naming the station or anything like that. These things can all be taught. What can't be taught is your personality, it's your storytelling, it's how you get from A to B. And the biggest thing for me is that nobody ever gets right is how you get out of that story. So once you know that you want to talk about something, you know what that hook is, you know what the funny line is, people never think about how they get out of it. So 99 times out of 100, a demo will always end up with links going, so yeah, here it is, it's the latest one from, you know, Taylor Swift. Don't end like that, because that shows someone that's not thought about it. Think of that end link is hugely important, is almost as important as the first part of the link.
Make sure you get the out is what I'm taking from that. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Vic. And thank you so much for coming in today and helping everyone take that next step into radio.
Big thank you to all of our guests for chatting to us there. It seems to be whenever I do this podcast, the interviews end up taking place in mad little areas. I last did this podcast at the radio festival, and we had our own little quaint podcast garden, which is very delightful. And if you're new to this podcast and you're here to sleuth for tips and advice and wisdom, I'd thoroughly recommend digging out the Radio Academy specials from the archives. Very similar vibe to this. Lots of chats with some excellent industry people. Finally, we chat to Katie on this podcast from Capital Scotland. She's just made the leap from university to Capital Scotland. So if you're listening to this and you're relatively new in your career or you're at student radio, then this is a good chat to listen to.
Katie from Capital Scotland, how are you?
Hello. Well, I'm a little bit discombobulated because the last time I was in this room, I was singing karaoke.
Hold on. We're currently in a really, random room. Karaoke? Why was you here doing karaoke?
Because I was a student at Glasgow Uni and this was my union. And so I was here every night, singing.
So you was a student at Glasgow Uni and you now present on Cap Scotland?
Yeah.
Okay, need to know more about this. So obviously, full timeline would probably take ages. But just in terms of starting in Glasgow as a uni student, going all the way to Capital Scotland, amazing.
So basically, I wanted to leave Aberdeen, which is where I'm from. No shade to Aberdeen, but you know, big city appeals. And I went to Glasgow Uni to study English literature. So I did that for 4 years. And we got to a stage where everybody's sort of thinking, what am I going to do with this English lit degree? Am I going to be a teacher or an academic? And I'd always wanted to pursue presenting in some capacity, but just never really knew how to do it. So I got an internship on Capital Breakfast in my final year here at Glasgow. And after that, I studied a postgraduate degree in multimedia journalism. And alongside that, I was doing every internship going at Capital, whether it was sitting in on breakfast or making teas and coffee, doing social media videos, whatever they would have me do. Eventually, I got the travel slot on Drive Time and then took over Drive Time myself.
Do you know what? There's already much more to say because that is just a really perfect example of just going for it. And the one thing that you said there was making cups of tea. And I present as well, and I can say making tea is a really, really good way of getting your foot in the door, isn't it?
Absolutely. Perfect the cuppa.
A big, big thank you to everyone for listening. Make sure you follow the Radio Academy on the socials if you don't already to get a heads up on when the next Foot in the Door event is taking place. In fact, they do loads of different events as well, so make sure you go and check them out because you might find something for you. Make sure you also subscribe to the pod if you don't already. Georgie will be back with you next week. I've been Sean Thorne. It's been lovely hanging out with you, and hopefully see you soon. Bye.